It's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we're going to go to North Jersey, where it's been a tale of two franchises early in the season. The New York Giants are 0-2 after blowing 10-point leads in consecutive games. Meanwhile, the New York Jets are one of the best teams in the AFC with a 2-0 start to the 2015 season. And to break them down, we bring in senior reporter from NewYorkJets.com, Eric Allen. Eric, the Jets defense was very good in the past under Rex Ryan, but they've taken it to a whole new level with Todd Bowles in charge. What has Todd done to make this Jets defense one of the elite units in the entire NFL?
C-Mac, thanks for having me on as always. The first thing I'd like to point out is what general manager Mike Maccagnan did in the offseason. Todd Bowles was very clear about it. We have to fix our cornerback issues, and Maccagnan went to work on that, re-signing Darrell Revis, bringing him back to a spot where he always wanted to play. Antonio Cromartie, his former partner in crime, he joined Revis, and then an unheralded signing was getting Buster Skrine in here, who played outside in Cleveland, but he also has the versatility to play inside. For the Jets, he's playing that all-important nickel position. Also, let's stay in the secondary. The Jets also brought in Marcus Gilchrist, who started his career with the San Diego Chargers, and the guys love him in the back end, C-Mac, because he's a player, brings versatility. He can cover down the field, and he's a great communicator. And with that being said, Todd Bowles has brought in a fascinating system along with defensive coordinator KC Rogers, because at times they'll bring the blitz, like last year they did in Arizona. Bowles blitzed more than any defensive play caller in the National Football League. But the Jets just this year have the more of an ability to cover in the back end. And what they're doing better than anybody in the National Football League right now, C-Mac, they're turning people over. 10 takeaways over two games. Last year, in 16 games, the Jets had 13 takeaways.
Eric, how has the defensive line been able to perform so well early in the year, even without Sheldon Richardson, who's been suspended for the first four games?
Yeah, well, they got some talent up front, even without Sheldon being in the lineup, C-Mac. It all starts up front with the nose tackle, Damon Snacks Harrison, who I think is better, one of the better run players in the National Football League. And then you got Mo Wilkerson, who's off to a great start, Todd Bowles said the other day. Monday night in Indianapolis, when the Jets took home a 20-7 victory, Wilkerson was unblockable. He was dominant. And then the Jets were fortunate in April's draft, C-Mac, when perhaps the most talented player on the draft board fell to them at number 6 overall. And Leonard Williams played really well in his second game. I think his emotions got the best of him in the first game, in his first regular season appearance against the Cleveland Browns. But that second game against the Colts, he played really well as well. And the Jets are getting contributions from guys like Lejay Douzable, a valuable reserve. So there's still a lot of talent there. And the great thing, if you're a Jets fan, is Sheldon Richardson is going to return at some point this season.
Eric, let's look at the offense for a second. What would it mean if Eric Decker is not able to play a receiver this Sunday?
Yeah, well, Decker's having a really good start to the season, C-Mac. Chan Gailey's been using him in the slot, and the Jets like what he can do on the inside because sometimes he's matched up with linebackers, and that's a big-time mismatch. Brandon Marshall off to a good start as well for the Jets, but if Decker can't go, the Jets do have a couple of issues at the wide receiver position, because Chris Owusu also has a leg injury, and Todd Bowles said yesterday he could be out a couple weeks. So what that will mean is that they're going to have to count on guys like Quincy Enunwa, a guy who's come in and basically been the Jets' third receiver at times. He plays like a little H-back role for this team. They like to use him. He's like a tweener. He can be a wide receiver, a tight end, an H-back. They like him because he's a big body who can block on the perimeter. But they also have Jeremy Curley, who hasn't played a lot this year, Chris, and he could see some more playing time this week. And then Devin Smith, a second-round pick out of Ohio State, was one of the most accomplished vertical threats in college football last season. He could make a return as soon as Sunday. He got hurt early in camp, broken ribs, punctured lung, but he's back practicing full, and he could see his debut coming up here against the Eagles.
All right, Eric, last question for you. Let's make it real quick here. Give Eagles fans a name, an X factor, someone to watch this Sunday that they might not already know about.
I'll go on both sides of the ball. How about I take two X factors? The left guard, James Carpenter, for the Jets, has been a pleasant surprise. He played in Seattle, appeared in the past couple Super Bowls with the Seahawks. C-Mac, he's a big guy, but he can really get out and move and pull, and the Jets can run the football. On the other side of the ball, I'm going back to number 41, Buster Skrine. He made his first appearance on national TV the other night in Monday Night Football, but he's a big-time player, and he's a difference maker in the National Football League. When everybody's going and throwing to their players out of the slot, this guy is a dynamic performer, and he's really taken the secondary to the next level.
That's Eric Allen from NewYorkJets.com. Thanks for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.